So today is April 19th, 2018, and we're going to do lesson number 94 called Twisting Right and Left. And this is one of my, it's a favorite lesson for feel good. So whatever is going on with you, there's a guarantee that you're going to feel better from this lesson, and that is because it involves rotation. And whenever we rotate our spine, rotation is the direction that creates length. Length and space. So when we get length and space versus compression, we're always happier. Right? Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. So as you lie on your back, we always start a lesson lying on your back, your legs long, your arms long, and just to take a minute here for you to check in and observe how you're resting on the floor. So it's an opportunity and it's a time for you to start to become aware of yourself. And so again, for those of you that are new, the awareness in this class is key. So without awareness, nothing will change. You don't have to work hard to make change occur. You just have to be aware. So what does that mean? So that means if you're not aware and you don't know what's going on, nothing can change. It's really simple. So your awareness right now is sensing how you're lying on the floor. Some of the ways that people draw their attention to themselves is noticing what parts of themselves are making contact with the floor, what parts of themselves maybe aren't making contact with the floor. And then there's another level of becoming aware, maybe there's parts of you that are comfortable resting on the floor, and maybe there's places where you feel, oh, this feels a little tight, tense, not as comfortable. And in particular, really drawing attention to your spine. So your spine runs from the base of your neck, the back of your skull, all the way down in between the shoulder blades, lower back, mid back, lower back, down to your pelvis. And there's two places where the spine feels raised away from the floor, and that's your cervical spine, and it's also your lower back. And this is really important to know. So that's like the area on the other side of where your belly button is. So if you were to drill a hole through your belly button to the back, that's the part that's arched. And somebody got it in their minds that they thought our back is supposed to be flat, and so some people work really, really hard to have that lower back flat, and that's really, really bad and dangerous. It's a good way to blow out a disc. So it's just good for you to know that there should be an arch there, right? And then the next thing is, well, how much is the arch, right? Some people like, oh, I have a big arch. Well, again, it's back to ease and comfort. So observe the arch now and the arch in your neck, and then as we move through the lesson, we'll come back to it. And you will discover for yourself if your arch is too big or maybe not enough. As things change, you'll see which way the change goes. Does that make sense to everybody? Excellent. Okay? And then lastly, roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And as you roll your head to each side, feel the ease or maybe lack of, if there's any tension in your neck and shoulders today. And then bring your head back to the center. And we're going to return today, so for those of you that were here last week, to the sitting position. And for those of you that weren't here, this is the one time that I will demonstrate and you can observe and then you'll know what to do. So you're going to roll to your side, come to sitting, and it's called side sitting. Okay? So one way that I'll describe it is I'll say both of your knees are to the right. So that means your feet are to the left. Okay? This is called side sitting. So I'll say knees to the right, feet to the left, or we'll go the other way. Okay? So the first thing that you're going to notice is many of you feel a little off balance. Like with me, this left buttock cheek is a little bit up and I'm weight bearing over here to the point where you might feel like, oh, I want to lean over here. That's one of the things that will change throughout the lesson as this will come down. But right now, don't worry about it. Okay? So you are going to start with both of your hands actually behind you. So you're going to lean on both of your hands behind you, and your fingers are always pointed forward. Why? If your fingers are back like this, people do this because then they brace themselves like a chair. So you end up locking out your elbows, and look what happens in the shoulders. You shrug. Okay, so when your fingers are pointed forward, there's give in your elbows. Okay, this is really important for the next movement. Okay, so from here, you're going to start to lift your knees. You're just going to feel like, can I lift my knees and lower? And we're going to see if you can lift your knees and lower them to the left. And then lift them and go back over to the right. So again, you can position your hands to feel how can you turn your knees left and right. And with this, start to feel the rotation in your pelvis and lower back, right? So when your knees go to the left, the right hip comes up, right? And when you lift the knees, your pelvis is in the center, and when your knees go to the right, the left hip lifts up. So just going gently back and forth and feeling, just we're introducing to your pelvis and your lower back rotation. That's it. So, and then come back to the center. Let's try this. So let's just start in the center. Bring your feet to standing, okay? And so that your feet are exactly your pelvis width apart. And just let your knees drop. And then come up. And then the knees drop. There you go. It's like windshield wipers. Shoo, shoo. That's it. Excellent. Okay, and rest on your backs. And just observe and notice if just that little bit of what we just did of rotation, something changed in your lower back. Something changed in the way you feel your pelvis. Okay, we're going to come up again and we're going to sit with the knees to the right. Let's see how that sounds. And the first thing that you're going to observe with yourself is, oh, is this left butt cheek a little bit lower? Yes? Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Okay. So quickly, things change. Okay, so you're lightly going to place your right hand next to you. So when I say lightly, it's barely there. This is not the idea. Okay, to lean and be over here. So as much as possible, I'd like you to work sitting very upright. And we're going to start to work with rotation. So your right hand is next to you, but you're not collapsing and leaning into it. Your left arm, you're going to bring up like this in front of you. And you want your eyes to be looking right over your forearm. Okay? So you're going to begin in this position to turn your arm and your head, looking over your arm and your wrist to the right, which brings you a little more weight on your right hand and then you're going to come back. Now, hopefully, there's some part of your brain that's remembering the previous movement, which means that the left side of your pelvis is lifting up to turn to the right. And then you come back. So we always, when we're doing movement in here, you always do the movement and you return to the starting place. And hopefully you're breathing. You guys are very quiet in here. Make sure you're breathing. So that's it. So this can lift, So right now, as you're turning, you're asking yourself some questions about where am I turning, what am I involving, how does this feel? That's it. And then the next time that you turn over to the right, I want you to pause and just make a little mark on the wall where your eyes are. Just something that you can look at and remember. Okay? And then come back and let's rest on your back again. So in this lesson, we're going to work one direction for a little bit and then we'll change to the other side. So often what we do is we switch back and forth like we did last week, and then this week we're going to progress on one side before I change to the other side. So please bring yourselves up to sitting again in the same position. Knees to the right, feet to the left, leaning on the right hand, left arm up in front of you. There you go. Okay. So you're going to once again turn yourself to the right and just go to that comfortable place and stay there. That's it. And now keeping, I want your arm a little lower. That looks really high. There you go. So now keeping your head where it's at, you're going to just turn your shoulders more. So you're going to move your arm further in front of your face, right? As if you were reaching for something to the right, and the right shoulder goes back, and then you come back to that new starting place. Right? So you're here, and you're not going to turn your head, but you're going to turn your shoulders. Right? So as if I was going to maybe even scratch behind my right shoulder blade, right? And then I come back. But your head is not looking with it. So you pick some place to look forward. There you go. And then you move your shoulders and then come back. That's it. And breathe. Okay. Now you're going to pause. We're going to bring your left arm down parallel with your right arm. So Bonnie, make your fingers parallel, and there you go. Excellent. Okay, so let's try it in this position. Keeping your head straight, think of turning your shoulders. So your head doesn't move. Turn your shoulders. Right? So there's a couple ways to think about it. You can think of the right shoulders moving back, the left shoulder moves forward. This is hard for you. Yeah. Heads here. Nope, heads like here. Heads here. So try this. Try to take your head and your eyes to the left to look over your left shoulder. So as your left shoulder comes forward, you look over to the left and then bring everything back to the beginning. So head goes to the left, you look over your left shoulder. So eyes go with your head, right? So here you are, right? So you look, and I know this is hard. So if you're finding that the first thing you do is you stop breathing, pay attention. Get yourself breathing again. There you go. So your head and your eyes go to the left, shoulders go to the right at the same time. So Bonnie, you've got the head and the eyes, but your shoulders, right? Shoulders are going the other way. That's it, at the same time, yes. So again, I like to think that I'm looking over the left shoulder as the left shoulder comes forward. And then go back to, that's it. Okay, let's lie on your back and rest. That was exhausting. So, for those of you that are new, but even for those of you that aren't new, as you're resting on your back, what we're working with today, and we haven't done this in a long time, is differentiating your head, your eyes, and your shoulders and your pelvis. So what does that mean? That means moving, for example, your head and your eyes in opposition of your shoulders. And this is really, really important because when we get stuck in some bad habits, we're often moving everything together. It's all locked up. But a really good example of where you do this 20 times a day is in your car. Because your hands are on the steering wheel. You do not move your hands, do you? No. They have to be on the steering wheel. But you're looking all over the place. So your head and your eyes are looking in the rearview mirror, looking to the sides, looking forward, right? Does that make sense? Okay, just so that you know, well, when do I do this in the world? You do it all the time. Okay? So let's come up again. We're going to give it a try again. Knees to the right, feet to the left. Right hand is down. Turn yourself so that you bring the left hand parallel. There you go. Bring both hands over. Nicely, that's it. And again, you're going to turn the shoulders more to the right, looking over the left shoulder. So head and eyes left, shoulders right, and then you come back to the beginning. That's it, Lynn. Hey, it's getting a little bit better. Excellent. Now let's try letting your head and your eyes go with your shoulders. So your hands are still in front of you, so everything goes to the right. Right, you're going to look over that right shoulder. Left shoulder comes forward. Breathe. Are we breathing? Okay, now here's a hard one. You're going to alternate. So one time everything goes to the right, you come back to the center, and then your head and your eyes look over the right shoulder. So you just pause, and that's it, Corinne, and now look there, come back to the center, there. So again, I know it feels funky, but this is what you do in driving. Right, this is the first thing I remember taking Mia through driving school. Remember that, Lynn? And like they're teaching you constantly look, you're to check your side mirrors constantly. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, now let's come all the way back to the front. Sit to the front, just leaning on the right hand. So your legs are in the same position. Bring the left arm up in front of you. And we're going to start to turn now everything over to the right. Let's just see how you're turning now. Then you come back to the beginning. And again, asking yourself, are you turning from your pelvis? Or are you just turning in your back? So what does that mean? That means that left buttock cheek comes up as you turn. That's it. Even more, even more, even more, even more. How far can you turn? How far can you turn? So I want you to turn as far as you can now and stop there and make a new mark on the wall. Have things changed? Right? Okay, come back and rest on your back. So did everybody turn further? Right? Was it, in a certain way, almost easier? Okay, so do we know what the answer to why that happened? Legs long, arms long, rest. Why did that happen? It's a really, really fundamental, so while you're here, you're learning, so for my newbies, it's the most fundamental aspect of this work. Why did the movement get easier? Why could you turn further? Hmm? Well, it's more than that. It's okay, keep guessing. Anybody else?
More of a stretch.
You're moving in the right direction, the word more, but remember we don't stretch. So the more that you involve your entire self, why is movement difficult? Why do we have pain and challenges in certain areas? I'm going to ask the question differently. So why do you have pain in certain areas? Why are things stiff and difficult? Why? So wherever you have pain and stuff, things are shut down. That part of you is most likely not participating. So whenever one part of you is not participating, the whole system doesn't move as well. If you learn anything, remember this. The whole system moves best when every part is participating. It's that easy. So all we do in here is keep on adding in components. Let's come up again. Legs to the right, feet to the left, same position. Slightly lean on your right hand, left arm up. You're going to turn yourself all the way over as much as you can to the right now. See how far you can go, looking all the way over the right shoulder, feeling if the right buttocks is coming up, or sorry, the left buttocks, excuse me, and then come all the way back to the beginning and let that buttock's cheek sit down and do it again. So we're going to really feel what's happening in the pelvis, right? So there's the pelvis and then the spine and then the shoulders and then the head and the eyes, all turning to the right. And then all coming back. Beautiful. Now, the next time you turn to the right, place the left hand down again. Make the hands parallel. There you go. Okay? And now we're going to, once again, we're going to turn the shoulders, head and eyes. Let's turn everything to the right and then come back to this new starting position. So you're a little more twisted right now. So turn more to the right and come a little bit back. Great. Now we're going to do the opposite movement of what we did before. So what does that mean? So your head and your eyes are going to continue to go to the right, but your shoulders go to the left. So start in the center. And take your right shoulder forward, and I think of it as looking over the right shoulder. Beautiful. Really good. There you go. Hang in there. That's it. So you're leaning here, and take your head this way, like that. But why do you do that? So see if you can stay tall, okay, and then come back to the center here. Mm-hmm. And then, can you do it staying tall? Yes. What's your name?
Naomi.
Naomi, is it okay that I'm touching you? I tend to touch and then, oh, I should have asked. So what I want you to learn from this is that there's a tendency for you to collapse here. So I want you to think, oh, stay tall, and I'm going to take the shoulders this way and stay tall. Yeah. You see how in your butt you want to go, and it's just, yeah. It's a weakness. So probably this area is really weak for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you go back, and then stay tall. So if anybody else is doing the same thing, I think the rest of you are doing pretty good. Okay, go back to the center, and let's turn everything to the right. So you're still leaning on both hands. And now the shoulders, head, and eyes go to the right. Bonnie, that's Bonnie's somewhere else today.
I can't get my shoulders to go in one direction and my head in the other.
It's okay. There you go. It just means that there you go. Excellent. Okay, now come back to the front of the room, just leaning on the right hand, left arm up in front of you. Start to turn yourself to the right, and let's see if you're going further. How far can you turn now? Lordy, lordy, we're all like seeing the back of the room now. Right, so go through it a couple times, and asking yourself. So it's not so much about how far you turn, really, but asking yourself, that's it, I want a little more involvement here. Is every part of me participating that can turn? Is there any place in me that is staying behind? Right? So that's what you ask yourself in your mind. That's how you develop, right? And if you're wondering about an area, let's say you're thinking, I wonder if I'm moving my pelvis enough. Okay, so this next time, don't move your pelvis at all. Don't let it move. Don't let it move. Don't let the hip move at all. Right? It's a game. Put a restriction on yourself. Don't move the pelvis. And watch how small the movement is. Unbelievable, right? Right? And then you feel tension in your shoulders. Right? The tension goes immediately there. So when the whole system isn't working together, it's no good, right? It feels yucky. So, and this is what a lot of people do. They don't move their derriere or ass, whatever we want to call it. Pelvis is a nice word, right? But they don't, right? But it's the most powerful part. Go back and try it again. Purposely don't let it go. Don't let it move. Now that you've learned to let it move, it's almost hard, right, to not, right? But you can feel all the twisting goes in the upper body, and it's tense. Now let the pelvis and the hip go with you, and feel how delightful it is. Right now, it's effortless in your spine, right? No tension in the upper back. Pretty amazing. Okay, rest. Good? Let's rest on your backs. So now back to what we started with before we go to the other side is examining how you're lying on the floor, right? So you're going to start at the base of your skull and travel down your whole spine, and you're just observing, right? So when you observe, try not to touch. You don't need to slide your hands under and stuff. You use your mind. You use your thought. You learn to have perception of space. So what is your perception of the space now behind your neck? And I think for most of you, it's going to be less now. Things got a little longer, remember? Rotation creates length. And then what is the curvature down in the lower back? Again, use perception. You don't need to touch. It's really, really important developing your perception of you in the world. slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left, and really go slow and gentle so you can again observe if there's a little more freedom going one way than the other from what we just did. Excellent. Okay, so let's come back up to the sitting position with your feet standing in front of you and leaning on both hands. And we're just going to play with this for a minute, right? So we're going to do this, right? And just taking your legs to the right, back to the center, and just feel how it's different, how much easier they flop over to the right. That left hip just pops up. But it's getting more even, yes? Okay, flop them to the left. So we're now gonna work to the left side. So that means both knees to the left, okay? Your left hand next to you. And again, first thing you're gonna notice, and every side for everybody is different. So like this is, for me, my harder side because of my knee being rebuilt. So it's really hard this way. So there's a tendency I do want to lean. My right butt cheek is up from the get-go, right? So I'm aware of that. I'm not going to correct it. I'm just aware of that. Bringing the left hand next to me, we're going to bring your right arm up in front, not too high. And you're going to just start by gently turning over to the left and then coming back. And so here's the thing. You all know what we're going to do, right? Where we're going. So try not to rush it. Try to really stay in this first phase of just feeling, oh, do I move in my pelvis, my hip? Like what I'm feeling is I really tend to lean, right, on my left hand. So I feel like I'm leaning out here. So one of the things I mentioned in the beginning is that I want you to think of yourself more like a corkscrew. So you're sitting up straight and you're twisting, not leaning, right? And how did I notice that? Because I'm aware, right? So I became aware, oh, I'm feeling more pressure on my hand. And Sharon mentioned in the beginning not to lean so much, right? So your job is awareness about what you're doing. Beautiful. Now, turn yourself over to the left and pick a spot where you're turning to right now. And remember that place. And then you're going to bring the right hand down next to the left. Okay? And we're just going to keep your head and eyes straight in front of you. And you're just going to start to turn the shoulders more to the left. So just think of the left shoulder going back and the right shoulder coming forward. Nothing with your head and your eyes. And can you breathe? That's it. Beautiful. Shoulders go to the left. Head and eyes straight in front of you. They don't move. Okay, let's try the opposite. Keep your shoulders straight. And gently turn your head and your eyes to look over the left shoulder. So no movement with the shoulders, but turn your head and your eyes to look over your left shoulder. And make sure you're breathing. So you look and then you come back to the center. And you look. So look over, but don't move the shoulders. That's it. Okay, and rest on your backs. Right, so being aware. I have to tell you, right, I'll have to send another picture this next week of Stella. Oh my God, talk about being aware. My learning curve is on really high right now. Okay, I'm going to tell you, dogs are so smart. If you pay attention, they will tell you what they want to tell you, what they want you to learn. It is not her that's in training, folks. I'm the one in training. And we've had to go through a lot of obstacles. Lola was not happy about it. Lola was not happy at all with Stella. I was really shocked and taken. So those of you that don't know me, I got a little puppy, same breed. And my older dog, who turns 14 tomorrow, it's Lola's birthday tomorrow. I mean, she growled, she nipped at her. I was like, ooh, right? And this is huge for me, you guys, because I only had one child. I've never done the number two before in my life. Woo! I'm learning a lot about the number two. So anyways, it's been a lot of learning. So I've had to, one of the learnings has been Lola gets precedence. She gets to do everything first and making her very special. But the other thing I really had to learn, which surprised me from Stella, is she started nipping and kind of biting. I was really kind of freaked out because I didn't remember Lola doing this. I'm like, right? So she's trying to tell me something. So really the question was, is what am I doing wrong that she's doing that? Anybody got any ideas what I was doing wrong?
Letting Lola do everything first.
I kind of did this with my daughter too. Because I'm a creature that I like to just get things done. I just wasn't holding her enough. She just wants to be the puppy. She just wants TLC. Not to play necessarily, not to chase a ball necessarily, just me to hold her. And all the biting stopped. And it's really amazing. It's just like 5-minute increments. Like when we get up in the morning, take her out to do her business, and then just 5 minutes of cuddly, right? Now just think about a baby or anybody else. Who doesn't want that? But I tend to be, because I'm a single person, right? I got to get all these details and jobs done. So I'm now getting up 20 minutes earlier to get all the jobs done, coffee made, the bowls ready for food, and then I can be attentive. Right? Interesting. No, Lola's doing great now. So where we turned the corner with her, we'll come back to the left side in a minute, was last Friday I decided that we're going to do bubble baths. We're going to get baths. And so Lola would go first. So I had Stella and her little carrier watching, you know, and Lola's the best at baths, like doesn't, you know, but it was her time to go like, I'm queen bee. See, I'm doing the bath first. So watch and learn, little puppy, right? I mean, she came out of there and then I blow them dry, right? Just feeling on top of the world. So then I gave Stella her bath and that was when things started to shift between the two of them. So, and now it's gotten a little obnoxious. I brushed Lola's teeth in the morning and Stella is right there licking the side, the toothpaste in Lola's mouth. So we've made progress. And Lola's not getting upset. But I had to learn, I was like, why is she nipping at me? And it's not just taking him out and going to the bathroom and just playing. It's sometimes just being. 5 minutes of calmness, of snuggling. Come back up to sitting. To the left, knees to the left, feet to the right, lean on your left hand, bring your right hand in front of you, and let's start to turn yourselves to the left, and let's see how far you can turn now. And is your pelvis, oh, so you're a little confused. So your legs are the other way. That's why. There you go. Leaning on this hand, this hand in front of you, and then turning to the left, and getting that pelvis to participate. And the other thing, Naomi, right? Mm-hmm. that she's come to realize about herself. And Bonnie, you're a little bit in the same category. So as you're turning again, you guys know what a corkscrew is, right? Let's hope. Right, so you're twisting and you're getting tall. You're not collapsing and you're not overleaning on that hand. So it's a good visual, like that you're twisting and you're getting tall. Right, so your back isn't collapsing. Beautiful. Now turn yourself comfortably over to the left, bring that arm down, and now we're going to do the opposition. So you're going to take your shoulders more to the left and your head and your eyes look over the right shoulder. And then you come back to this new starting position. Shoulders to the left, or another way to think of it is the left shoulder goes back, the right shoulder comes forward, and I just think I'm looking over my right shoulder. And then you come back to the beginning. And then you need to be breathing. You know, I always find it funny when we talk about multitasking and there's been this like, oh, women are good at multitasking. No, human beings, we multitask. You have to multitask functionally. So this is differentiating your head and your eyes from your shoulders. That's it. Now can you do it the other way? So let's take your head and your eyes to the left, looking over the left shoulder. That means the left shoulder comes forward, the right shoulder turns back, and then you start in the neutral position. Beautiful. Beautiful. Really nice for your first time. Beautiful. That's it, Naomi. So Lynn, you kind of do what Naomi was doing. So when you start twisting the other way, is you start to collapse here. So just see if, yeah. See that? This comes down. So just see if you can not do that. You can keep it up, right? Why can't this keep up? And then you, it's like you create a bigger twist. It's like wringing out a towel. Now can you alternate them, right? Beautiful. And you're breathing. Excellent. Let's lie down and rest again. So I shared that story with you because I just always think it's important, especially when you come here, right, that you know that I'm learning all the time. And I think sometimes there's this negative idea about learning. And learning is just a beautiful thing. Like, you know, just, so I got to learn what she was telling me. And so I changed what I was doing. I got a different result. And it's kind of just what life is about. Just, it's constant, right? And I think the other thing is I can't get too attached to it. Because as she grows a little older, right, think conditions keep on changing. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Let's have your knees over to the left one more time, the feet to the right. Left hand down, right hand up in front of you, and you're going to turn your whole self as far as you can go now over to the left. And look at how all of you are able to turn and see to the back of the room. So your pelvis is moving, you're growing tall as you turn, your shoulders are twisting. Just how far can you twist? And is there any part of you still not involved? Right back to that question. Such an important question. If there's part of you not involved, how can it become, that's it, even more. You can take this more forward. How can it get more involved? Right? Because that part of you that's not involved, that's holding you back, is just a bad habit. Beautiful. Now, come to leaning on your hands behind you. And from that place, stand your feet in the center, and you're going to just start to tilt your legs right and left. Just feeling how this is now. How easy is it for you to just flop your knees left and right? Yeah. Nice? Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, and rest on your backs. Legs long, arms long. And going back to this place where we started at the beginning of the lesson of how you're lying on your back now, right? And drawing your awareness and your attention to your spine, starting at the base of your neck and skull, traveling down in between the shoulder blades, down to the mid-back and lower back, down to your pelvis, and just what has changed? What's different? How do your two sides feel now? How are your shoulder blades resting on the floor? How is your pelvis lying on the floor? How are your legs resting? Do your hips feel more open? How is your breath and your breathing? And then slowly and gently begin to turn your head a little bit to the right and left, and just again feel how fluid it is now, rolling and turning your head to the right and to the left. Beautiful. Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and come to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.